You heard it from Tucker and Putin themselves that Canada is next because one of the objectives is denazification.
The president of Ukraine visited Canada. The Canadian parliament introduced a man who, as the speaker of the parliament said, fought against the Russians during the World War II. Well, who fought against the Russians during the World War II? Hitler and his accomplices. It turned out that this man served in the SS troops, personally killed Russians, Poles, and Jews. The SS troops consisted of Ukrainian nationalists who did this dirty work. The president of Ukraine stood up with the entire parliament of Canada and applauded this man. How can this be imagined?
I also want to reiterate how deeply sorry Canada is for the situation this put President Zelensky and the Ukrainian delegation in. It is extremely troubling to think that this egregious error is being politicized by Russia and its supporters to provide false propaganda about what Ukraine is fighting for. Canada stands with Ukraine, so we will continue to be there with Ukraine for as much as it takes, for as long as it takes. I can tell you that the Canadian government will continue to stand and stand with Ukraine.
Now we know that he personally invited that same individual. He actually said the opposite. And he said that the former speaker had to resign over doing the exact same thing.
It's with a heavy heart that I rise to inform members of my resignation as Speaker of the House of Commons.
This Conservative Party no longer stands with Ukraine.
Why are they abandoning Ukraine?
The Prime Minister should have had no hesitation to make a statement in this House apologizing to Canadians, to countries hurt by this serious incident, and to the world. He had a duty to make clear that Canada stands firm in its abhorrence to anything or anyone connected to Nazism.
There's a level of admiration I actually have for China, because their basic dictatorship.
We continue to emphasize how we stand with Ukraine.
We have to get rid of those people who maintain this concept and support this practice and try to preserve it. That is what denazification is.
So yeah, I'm pretty pissed off about what's just happened.
So we say that on the show here as jokingly, oh, Canada is a Nazi country, but it's not. It's not a joke. Good day, brothers and sisters. You heard it yesterday from Tucker and Putin themselves that Canada is next, because one of the objectives for a military action in Ukraine is denazification. And the example that Putin brought up is Canadian Parliament Nazi parade. And now we're all scared here in Canada, because if denazification is that important to Russia, what would it stop to go through the northern border and invade Quebec first? What would you invade if you would invade? Like, if you were Russia, what would you invade first?
I wouldn't invade anybody. That's what they don't want to invade anything. They just don't want anybody encroaching on their territory. It's NATO, the military-industrial complex, and the Anglo-American Empire that reneged on their agreement to not encircle Russia after the fall of the wall in Germany. And now they're pointing all kinds of missiles and weapons at Russia, trying to pin them under the bus. But no, it's not going to work. Listen, Genghis Khan couldn't beat the Russians. Hitler couldn't beat the Russians. Napoleon Bonaparte couldn't beat the Russians. And they just want their territory. They want to be left alone, and they're going to fight diligently for it.
The point is that it is embarrassing, right? That the most important interview, the most important show, I don't know how many millions of people watched it last night, but they actually brought that as a point. We did a show on this, brothers and sisters, and here, actually a little snippet from the Tucker Carlson interview yesterday.
The president of Ukraine visited Canada. This story is well known, but being silenced in the Western countries. The Canadian parliament introduced a man who, as the speaker of the parliament said, fought against the Russians during the World War II. Well, who fought against the Russians?
We said that on the show. Who fought against the Russians? The Nazis and Nazi collaborators, right? That's historical fact.
Yeah, West Ukrainians.
Yeah.
During the World War II, Hitler and his accomplices. It turned out that this man served in the SS troops. He personally killed Russians, Poles, and Jews. The SS troops consisted of Ukrainian nationalists who did this dirty work. The president of Ukraine stood up with the entire parliament of Canada and applauded this man. How can this be imagined? The president of Ukraine himself, by the way, is a Jew by nationality. You say Hitler has been dead for so many years, 80 years. But his example lives on. People who exterminated Jews, Russians, and Poles are alive. And the president, the current president of today's Ukraine, applauds him in the Canadian parliament, gives a standing ovation. Can we say that we have completely uprooted this ideology if what we see is happening today? That is what denazification is in our understanding. We have to get rid of those people who maintain this concept and support this practice and try to preserve it. That is what denazification is. That is what we mean.
Glenn, this is so embarrassing that they actually he uses our Canadian parliament as a Nazi example. So we say that on the show here is jokingly, oh, Canada is a Nazi country because of all those laws. But it's not. It's not a joke.
Let's remind our listeners and viewers that Hitler's rise to power was financed by the Zionist banker cabal called the Rothschild family. And they were financing both sides for the war. That was to bring down the English Empire, British Empire. Mm-hmm. And then the Americans were told to stay away until the end, once the British Empire was weakened. And then the Americans came in, and that was the new empire to be. So for people to think that the Zionist ideology of Hitler is extinct, no, it's still strong in the world. And this is what people have to understand and diligently fight against.
Well, what bothers me is the fact that, you know, Prime Minister lies all the time. And we knew right away, we called it, right? We called it from the start that when the speaker stepped down, what's his name, Rota?
Rota.
Yeah, yes. We knew that he was the fall guy. And he looked like a fall guy, right? He's the Rota's original statement.
It's with a heavy heart that I rise to inform members of my resignation as Speaker of the House of Commons. It has been my greatest honor as a parliamentarian to have been elected by you, my peers, to serve as the Speaker of the House of Commons for the 43rd and 44th Parliament. I have acted as your humble servant of this House, carrying out the important responsibility.
He's written it because none of that is true. That's not his words. That's been written for him, right?
Brother, he said with a heavy heart, you know, that he has to step down. I can tell you he's leaving with a heavier wallet because he was paid. He's the fall guy, and fall people who are fall people, they get paid to take down, you know, to do the bad work, to protect the people upstairs who make the bigger mistakes.
But the truth will set you free, and we knew for a long time since the beginning this will come out eventually, right? And it did. It did come out because Trudeau said, no, we didn't know nothing about it. It's the speaker's fault. He didn't vet it properly. And here's what's happening now. Apparently, they had a meeting beforehand. They went to dinner or whatever. There was like the whole event set up around it. Let's watch the Pierre Poilievre. By the way, Pierre Poilievre stood up too and applauded then and shook his hand. So let's not get Pierre Poilievre off the hook just yet. But here's the video I want to show you.
The Honourable Leader of the Opposition.
He's hiked the cost, he's hiked the crime, he's not worth the cost, and he's not worth the crime after 8 years. He's also not worth the hypocrisy. Mr. Speaker, the Prime Minister has been claiming for months that he had no involvement in or knowledge of the invitation of a former Nazi soldier to the visit of the Ukrainian president. Now we know that he personally invited that same individual. He actually said the opposite. And he said that the former speaker had to resign over doing the exact same thing.
Do you think a speaker got paid? Is there any way to get, to trace that somehow?
It's cash, baby.
It's cash.
Or maybe Bitcoin.
That's true.
So will he hold himself to the very same standard and admit that he's not fit for office?
By the way, that's a logical argument. Like, it's the exact same thing that happened. Can you hold him accountable to sin? We step down. Like, you got caught right-handed. No, there's no accountability. No accountability at all.
Yeah, the leader of the government of Canada over the last 8 years, he's just stepping into one problem after another. That's why we've nicknamed him Just Incompetent Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
The Right Honorable Prime Minister.
What's so honorable about him?
The leader of the opposition is choosing to make against the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress.
Gaslighting, right? Against the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress. Did Pierre Poilievre said anything about?
No, he's deflecting the criticism, the true criticism. He's deflecting, he's talking about Ukraine as if the majority of Canadians really, really care about that.
Okay.
Demonstrates the extent to which this Conservative Party no longer stands with Ukraine.
Well, it represents the constituency, right? Canadians no longer stand with Ukraine because they see through the circus now. They see it's the money laundering operation. They see it's the death cult. They see it's not what it is. And okay, you don't have to buy into what Putin said yesterday, but you have plenty of evidence of the things going on in the world. If you have a little bit of gray matter in your head, you can do 2+2, right? And it's not racist. 2+2 is not equal 5.
They have an opportunity in just a few minutes, Mr. Speaker, to stand and vote in favor of a free trade deal that Volodymyr Zelensky himself is asking this House to pass. And
so Zelensky is asking he himself, this godlike creature from Ukraine who's money laundering for the rest of the world, asking Canadian Parliament to do something in favor of Ukraine. And we Canadians, we're supposed to bow down to this bastard and, give up our soul? Is that what it's
that for? And plus they say up to $9.5 billion we've sent them. I'm sure that the homeless people or the people having a very hard time affording their groceries are going to be holding on to their real estate because of the big increase in the interest rates because of this government spending money recklessly, foolishly, giving it around the world, laundering it right in front of our faces, and then we pay for it in the form of inflation. Now, it looks like Canadians have had enough. That's why this guy's popularity is all-time low. And if there was an election today, and there should be one coming soon, he would be out history. And you know what? The Liberal Party, I think, want him out because that would be a favor for them to come back in the future.
He should be out anyway, like not wait for election.
He is choosing to not stand with Ukraine.
Great. That's a good choice.
Not stand with Ukrainians and not stand with Ukrainian Canadians.
Well, that's some bad acting. Really, not stand with you. What has anything to do with Ukrainian Canadians?
What do you mean, a Ukrainian Canadian?
What
you
does that mean?
Come here. What are you now?
Canadian.
Yeah.
We
should take care of our own people first, don't you think, brother?
This is my home. I'm
especially
Canadian.
Now when people are going through a rough time. Isn't it us first? That's what we pay the taxes for?
Well, it's even simpler. If you can't sustain yourself, who can you help? Like, if you can't help yourself, like, we're not in the position to help anybody. We got to bring ourselves up to the point where we can handle helping others. But it was never about helping others. It's helping the select few in the governments across the world.
You have the real pressing issues. An example, Canada now is the car theft capital of the world, right? The government... The leading government there, the Liberals of Canada, under just incompetent Trudeau, they have to wait till everything goes to a crisis state. So now they're having a meeting about what are they going to do to offset all these car thefts to try and bring it back down to something that is manageable. And as they just finish having the get-together to think of ways to bring it down, the justice minister himself, his car was stolen in Ottawa.
Well, you called it. You think it's intentional, right? It's not. I don't think. Well, if it's an accident, it's a really funny accident.
Actually, brother, it's the third time that the justice minister's car has been stolen. The last one was the previous justice minister is Lametti. His car was stolen in Ottawa also. So and they had it happen once before. So they say, hey, you know what? The justice minister's vehicle's been stolen too many times. Maybe we have a problem here. Let's try and find a solution. You can't be a little bit more proactive and get on the ball quicker. You're about as sharp as a marble, Mr. Trudeau.
Well, if you think like, okay, the scary part is when, you know, when we've been telling our audience and everybody else in the world, it's not just us, but everybody been screaming, and it's not just Putin, but, you know, Canadians, Americans, and other people outside of the legacy media sources owned by the corporate interests who are owned by BlackRock's and Vanguard's and military industrial complexes, etc. We've been screaming about this whole Azov battalion and the Nazi element in Ukraine, specifically in this war effort, right, or special operation thing going on. And you know, you would think people would go and do their own research and look it up with like all the kinds of Nazi swastikas going on in the ranks of Ukrainian army. And here's the video. If you don't, okay, I didn't make this video. I just pulled it off the internet. Brothers and sisters, you can do the same. Glenn, did you see this one?
I also want to reiterate how deeply sorry Canada is for the situation this put President Zelensky and the Ukrainian delegation in. It is extremely troubling to think that this egregious error is being politicized by Russia and its supporters to provide false propaganda about what Ukraine is fighting for.
So Ukraine, brothers and sisters, is clearly, as you can see, all that Nazi symbolism on the screen. And you know, they basically straight up acting like Nazis and wearing swastikas and giving, you know, Nazi salutes and all that stuff. And this is, you can look it up for yourself. This is not Alex Ashore propaganda. This is not Putin's propaganda. This is real stuff. And sometimes even on media, legacy media, they mess up and they post some swastikas and stuff like this too. So it is Nazi problem is still a real problem. The fact that our prime minister defending that thing happening in Ukraine, you know, is a 2+2 kind of situation, Glenn? You know, like, is he, if he looks like one, if he smells like one, if he walks like one?
He is one.
He's
just one horrible thing that's transpiring after another under the 8 years of him. Canada now is in record debt. The people themselves are in the highest debt level I've ever been. There's a housing affordability crisis. There's a food crisis. Now there's an immigration crisis. And this Trudeau and his PMO, the Prime Minister's office, have given McKinsey consultants $17.7 billion over his 8-year tenure consulting to find what would be the best way to handle Canada.
Billion.
$17.7 billion.
Wow.
McKinsey consultants.
That's so, how much of the investment does Trudeau owns in McKinsey consultants?
That's bad interest there. That should not be allowed.
Glenn, my question to you.
Yes, sir.
Based on what you heard from Putin and everything we saw, and, you know, like Putin says he's not going to invade NATO or Europe. He's not interested in this. But he did make it clear that Western Ukraine is Russian lands historically. I mean, Eastern Ukraine. He says Western, the Polish and Hungarians can keep. He didn't say those words, but in my opinion, he was alluding to that. And you and me called it. Actually, you said it, that Ukraine is going to be partitioned.
You demilitarized zone, like North and South Korea, East and West Ukraine.
Well, there'll be some demilitarized zone for a while, but also it will be partitioned between other interests. And we don't know to what extent and everything else, but we called it. And I think it's coming to an end But I'm not interested in what's happening in Ukraine. We live probably in the greatest possible country in the world that has full of potential in terms of natural resources. We have good human resources. We're not overpopulated in terms of that. We have dilapidated infrastructure, but we have an opportunity to make this country great again, you know, hopefully with Trump's help. But the point is, what's the solution, Glenn? How do we fix this? Like right now, like give me a 5-point plan for the next 6 months.
The most pressing issue is to come up to date of what the propaganda has been. Trudeau using the media Muppets to fool people consistently and so that they don't see the reality of what's going on. It's the same thing as happening in America. You know, when Trump would say, you are fake news. Yeah, we have a lot of fake news that's bought and paid for here in Canada also. And by the way, they're laying off 4,800 people and they're going to be selling a lot of their radio stations because people are tuning out of mainstream media.
You're talking about Bell Media.
Bell Media, yeah. And tuning more into people like Tucker Carlson, who is a real reporter and has a vested interest to get the truth out there to help people discern from for their perception of reality so that they get a better view of things and allowed to make proper decisions for themselves. And then we will gravitate more towards a proper democracy that way.
By the way, I didn't play this video, and I probably can't, but brothers and sisters, you can look it up yourself. You are going to watch, if you haven't watched already, Putin's show with Tucker Carlson. But Putin called it out, and I don't know, Glenn, you didn't catch that, but they were talking about CIA and what involvement the CIA has in the whole, you know, conflict situation going on with Ukraine and Nord Stream. And Putin called out on Tucker saying, that's the organization you were trying to join. Remember that. So, you know, and Putin was also a ranking member of the Secret Service of the Russian.
KGB.
KGB in a moment and then FSB and all that stuff. So he called out. So don't be fooled by people like Tucker Carlson either. I mean, they do serve some special interest as well to some extent. Because remember, he was denying the Building 7 in the beginning.
I like when the mainstream media reporters were pressing Trump saying that, well, Putin has had people knocked off in his own country. And Trump's response was, what, you don't think the American government has had people knocked off in our country?
No, of course. And that's the point. The evil is everywhere, brothers and sisters. And the only way to fight it is actually to be aware of that, because devil's greatest trick is to make you believe that he doesn't exist. And how does he do it? He is making you believe that God doesn't exist. He puts a human being on top of the food chain. And you know what humans are, right? Glenn, so thank you so much for joining me today. Brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in to Alex Sass Show. Continue to follow us everywhere. And closing words from Glenn.
I'd like to remind the people that you should never worship government. Okay, they have their own interests. The only one you should worship is the Creator. If you do that properly and you really mean it and it comes from the inside out, then it'll help you discern from what's really going on. So you won't be led into the negative, into the darkness. You'll stay as a beacon of light and you'll empower more brothers to be in the light. So together we'll grow brighter.
Thank you, brothers and sisters, once again for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next one. Glenn, we make a community worse for everyone.